thank you very much. More to come, obviously. Hanneke, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. Thanks, Henk-Jan. I'm just going to grab the clicker. Great. So it's great to have an opportunity to touch on two areas of our strategy that are really near and dear to our hearts, most local and personal and e-commerce. And I'll start with most local and personal. When it comes to really knowing me as a shopper, there's two people who know me best. One is Sandra, and Sandra is on this picture. She works at the Etels drugstore, our Etels drugstore, at the Gelderlandplein in Amsterdam near my house. I shop with her a lot, and Sandra really knows me. Sandra knows what skincare products I like. Sandra knows I'm a bit of a beauty junkie, so she puts new products apart for me. Sandra knows my kids. Sandra really takes care of us, and I love that service I get from Sandra at Etels. The other person who knows me best isn't really a person. It's Bol.com's algorithm. And Bol.com's algorithm also knows me really well. This is my homepage from a couple days ago. Bol.com obviously knew we were celebrating St. Nicholas's Day. Bol.com sadly also knows I'm getting a little old and wrinkly and is recommending Olay for me. And Bol.com also knows that I travel a fair bit and is recommending its daily deal of a power bar, which I actually need it. This is the old and the new when it comes to most local and personal service. And we think the combination of the two is what's going to make us win in the future. I want to touch on the right side of the slide a little more and focus in on Bol.com. Bol.com today generates about 20% of its sales from personalization. And how do we do that? We really build unique profiles for every single one of our customers. It's based on their browse, their buy, their response behavior to what they do on our site. It's based on their demographics. It's based on timings and what triggers them. Trigger events is what we call that. We do that for 7 million active customers and for 32 million customer visits a month. For more than 14 million products that we sell on Bol.com, and that creates a gargantuan amount of data, which we then use to make, again, personal recommendations for you, whether those are promotions, relevant products, complementary products, follow-ups. It is really a truly personal experience. And we keep innovating in that space with Bol.com. We really believe we have world-class science, data science and machine learning capabilities. We have about 200 FTEs working in this space. We attract the top university talent in the Netherlands, which in the latest London Times survey had 13 universities in the world, top 200. So a really good environment to attract talent from. We build our algorithms at home, and we continuously learn. So we have a great, great capability in-house at all Delhaize. And I think that's a little different from a lot of our traditional grocery competitors. And what we're doing is we're sharing these capabilities across our supermarket brands. And again, it's a very similar process that we use. We take the transactional data using the cards, demographic data, product promotional data, content, some third-party data that goes in. We collect that in data management platforms for each of the brands, personalize it, target it to relevant audiences, load it into POS systems, and the customer receives personalized offers, recipes, recommendations. That is really working for us. That infrastructure we increasingly run on a public cloud because it's central, it's scalable, and connectable. We have more than 30 million supermarket customers in these programs today, and our incremental sales from these programs are up more than 50% this year. So we're excited about taking that capability that we bought through the acquisition of Bol.com and taking that into our supermarkets. Now, what does that mean for the customer? It really means saving money, saving time, and eating healthier. Saving money, all 30 million of those customers in the programs are today receiving personalized promotions. Those work really well for us, and by the way, they make our overall promotional programs a lot more effective. So we're excited about that. But we're also helping them save time. List building is one of the things that takes time when you're grocery shopping and when your average order is very large. So we recently launched advanced list building, which is not just based on your previous purchases, but also, again, on some of your personal demographic data, time, promotions, and some other triggers. Really, really accurate, For me personally, it took the time I take to build a list from about 15 minutes to about 5. And again, the data is huge, you know, 1.3 billion product customer combinations just at Albert Heijn. Eating healthier in a personalized way is actually what I'm most excited about. We're now able to give you a personalized health dashboard because we know what you eat. So not unlike your Fitbit, I'm sure many of you use some of these tools, we can give you a dashboard of what you ate and how well you did and provide you insight in how well you're doing when it comes to healthy eating. So this is an example on sugar. This is my own. It also shows me what products I ate in the last month that had the most sugar, and some are not surprising. Obviously, chocolate and Ben & Jerry's ice cream, I would expect to have quite a bit of sugar. But tomato ketchup and veggie chips, I wasn't expecting that those would be in my top 5. So just creating that insight and then obviously offering inspiration with other product suggestions and recipes. Again, a very personalized way to help customers eat healthier, enabled by data. So the future, we think, in this space is really bright. We'll have more and more sophisticated data. We have some brands that do this really well. Food Lion, Albert Heijn have really good programs. We have some brands that have programs, but they're quite old and they're not particularly digital. They depend on snail mail a lot. You see them there, so we're transforming those into truly digital programs. And then, surprisingly, we have a few brands where we just haven't even started, and a big one like Hannaford. So we'll be starting with those brands, and again, we think there's a lot of upside in terms of better serving our customers in most personalized ways and creating incremental sales from that. So that's most local and personal. Then let me swap to e-commerce, really selling stuff online. Where did we leave you? A lot of you were with us in 2014 in Utrecht when we gave you our ambition. At the time, we had 1.4 billion euros in e-commerce sales, and we shared with you our ambition to grow to 2.5 billion by 2017. We also shared a strategy of more customers, more places, more choices at the time, and happy to share with you where we are today. This is 2016 still today, so we haven't come to the end of that ambition. But oops, I've been on the wrong slide the whole time. This is awful. Okay, where are we today? We're well on track to 2.5 billion. We're at 2.3 billion today in 2016, so with a little bit of, only the paranoid survive, but we will get to 2.5 billion by next year. I think the other exciting thing is that growth is really accelerating. We've grown faster every year since 2014 in e-commerce, and we have a few new brands in the Delhaize portfolio that are, you know, exciting to work with. We've also gone more customers, more places, more choices. We've certainly grown our customer count by a lot in e-commerce on all three main brands. And importantly, they're happier customers today. You see the NPS scores, which have gone up for all three brands. And on Peapod, we've only just started measuring, but some very healthy NPS scores there as well. We've got more places. In Belgium, bol.com sales growth was up more than 50% this year. And in New York City, which is a really important Peapod market for us, our sales growth was up more than 25% this year. And we're offering more assortment, more choices. An assortment at bol.com, where we now have more than 14 million items. We offer more delivery choices, which I think is really exciting. Just in the last 3 months, we've added same day, Sunday, and evening deliveries on bol.com. It's quite a unique offering, I think, worldwide. And at Albert Heijn, we're now delivering by bike, which is very interesting in the inner cities, especially in Amsterdam and Utrecht, where we have lots of small canal streets. Our delivery vans aren't particularly popular when they stop. So we're now doing this by bike. The bike takes 6 orders, and that's quite a popular and fun way for customers to deliver, very sustainable as well. And finally, really importantly, we offer more choices for media partners. When I spoke with you in 2014, our net media revenue was zero because we just weren't focusing on it. We weren't using our online stores as media platforms. Today, we have fantastic inventory for our media clients, and media revenue is now at about 1% of sales. And that's really important for the long-term viability of our business. Now, that's all nice, you will say, but are you making any money? The answer is no, not yet, because we're investing in growth. But what I do want to share with you is that in online grocery, in our dense home delivery areas, and with our B2B customers, which are a significant part of our business, we deliver 3-5% EBITDA margins today. So these are places like Boston and Amsterdam, where we have density, where we make many stops on the same street. And when you do that, we are showing today that we can make money and that there's definitely light at the tunnel. But overall, we're still negative because we are investing in new growth, and we think it's absolutely critical that we continue to invest in new growth and in new areas. While we do that, though, we're really clear on what the must-haves are to eventually become profitable in the whole business. And I've lined them out here for you. Of course, it's these high-density routes, so you want to create that density. It's large baskets, and across our brands, our baskets are large, so we feel really good about that. The average basket that we have in online grocery is at least 130 euros, depending on the brand. So that's a huge basket, much bigger than in our stores. And then the other three are productivity and our fulfillment and our transport, and we'll come back on that. They're having a delivery fee, really important, and the media income I just mentioned. Bol.com, a little different, profitable today in our more established categories, clearly areas like books and entertainment, but also jewelry, accessories, home and living, but we're still investing in innovation and growth and new categories. So looking forward, what are we going to do? We continue to expect that the market growth will be strong. We think about 10 to 15% in general e-commerce in our market, and a little higher, 20 to 30% in online grocery in our markets, obviously from a much smaller base. And our new ambition, even though we haven't quite gone to 2017 yet, but as a new company, we are setting a new ambition today to double our e-commerce sales by 2020 from the 2.3 billion, give or take, that we'll end up with this year. So we're excited about that. And we'll continue to invest to deliver that growth, which, by the way, is about 20 to 25% growth a year. We'll invest in talent and capabilities, the kind of things that I told you about on bol.com earlier. But our EBIT investments will be decreasing as a percent of sales. Underlying EBITDA levels will be 2 to 3% in mature markets. And for next year, the dilutive impact of the fast bol.com growth on our total Netherlands margin, which you guys are always interested in, will be about 60 basis points, which is slightly higher than this year. And our capital expenditure in IT and in new facilities, fulfillment facilities, will be broadly in line with what we have been spending. Now, finally, let me just touch on our e-commerce strategy. It's twofold. We'll lead in online grocery, and we believe we can and should be the number one e-commerce platform in Holland and Benelux, beyond grocery alone. In terms of winning in online grocery, we'll do that with strong brands. We'll do that with strong brands, high-quality, cost-efficient operations, fresh, own brands, and omni-channel leverage. And let me just touch on all of those really quickly. We have fantastic brands in Europe. Albert Heijn.nl is the number one online retailer by a long shot in the Netherlands, covers almost all of Dutch households with home delivery, which is unique in the world. Strong NPS, which really halos on the rest of the Albert Heijn brand, which is fantastic, and a fast-growing market share in the total grocery market. We're also unique in Belgium with Delhaize.be, which we relaunched this fall post the merger. We've seen strong growth in click and collect there, and we've introduced home delivery through Delhaize.be to 65% of Dutch Belgium households in October. We're excited about that. That's unique in that market, and we're seeing some really strong early customer reaction there. And then we have a bunch of new small gems that we have opportunity to grow with over the years to come. In the US, strong brands and still strong potential. We have Peapod, great awareness, 80% brand awareness in our mature markets, scores really high on ease and innovation. We just started measuring NPS a bit belatedly, but really high scores. 80% of Peapod's customers also shop in our supermarkets, and we last year introduced the Pod Pass, which is a membership, which is really fast growing. So good base with Peapod. I think you all know that we haven't been entirely satisfied with Peapod's growth rates. They've been around 9-10%. We think there's more demand and more that we can do. We have 140 million customers, for example, in our new trading area, and Peapod services are only available to about 40% of those. So you can see the opportunity. We have had operational difficulties in order to deliver enough capacity at good quality, but fortunately, those are largely behind us. Our New Jersey warehouse, which is our largest facility, its capacity is up more than 50% since the beginning of 2016, really allowing for that growth that you saw in New York City. We've also fixed the issues at some of our other facilities, and we really think our future for Peapod is very bright. But operations is absolutely key in online grocery. Which brings me to the second point, which is you must have a winning operational model in online grocery, and we think we've got it, and that it's ready to expand. It's called the Albert Heijn.nl Home Shop Center. And if you look at that compared to what we think is the best-in-class automated warehouse around the world, and I won't mention who it is, but some of you might guess, we compare actually very favorably. All-in productivity is a little lower because ours is only partly automated, and we still have a lot of labor in that warehouse. But still a very good number of all-in productivity and plenty enough to make money. Item completeness is excellent, which is so important for the customer. Driver timeliness out of that facility is excellent. And importantly, the capex is required is much, much lower. Again, making for a more profitable future potentially. So this is a model we run in Holland today. We have three of these warehouses in Holland. Two of them have been expanded this year, which is driving the growth. And we're definitely considering expansion of those to some of our other markets. Last area is how do you win in online groceries? Fresh and own brand. Dick said it. We are really good in fresh. This is where some of the pure plays struggle. Some people still say, oh, people won't order their bananas and their tomatoes online because they want to touch it. Not true if you look at our numbers. Look at the percentage of fresh and frozen at Peapod and at Albert Heijn.nl, 41% and 56%. Just a lot of fresh and frozen sold there. Organic, also more popular with our online customers. And finally, of course, we leverage the fact that we're an omni-channel retailer. Our stores, we use as pickup points around the world, and in the end, that omni-channel customer is who this is all about. And we see that the annual spend of an omni-channel customer for us is more than twice as much as of those customers who only shop in our stores. That is true both in Holland and in the US, and that is the reason we so strongly believe we must win and invest in online grocery. So that's online grocery. The second leg of our e-commerce strategy is being the absolute number one e-commerce platform in Holland and Belgium. And we see bol.com as the opportunity to do that. We're number one today, but we want to be the undisputed number one e-retail platform for anyone who wants to buy or sell anything in the Netherlands and Belgium. So that's quite a big ambition. You can see how it opens up loads of new categories and how it also is really an ambition that builds on our current marketplace. We have more than 14,000 marketplace sellers today. We are continuously adding to that. It is a place to both buy and sell. And we believe we really have an unrivaled proposition with bol.com in the Netherlands and Belgium. A large assortment, many, many marketplace partners who sell on our site, uniquely personalized shopping experiences with 15 years of data history. Fast and free delivery. If you order before midnight, you have it the next day, and it's free. Again, I think quite unique worldwide. And also unique payment options. 35% of our customers still pay with what's called in Dutch the acceptgiro, or open invoice. They pay after they received a product. Because of our history, our bad debt is significantly lower than the industry doing that. And that just leads to a really, really strong brand. You see the numbers here, but bol.com routinely scores as the best Dutch retail brand, including the competition of some of our own other fantastic local brands. And we believe bol.com is extremely well positioned for future platform growth. We have so much category growth to go. In books, which is our strongest category, we have a 28% of the total Dutch market, not just online, total. But many other categories, you know, I just mentioned health and beauty there at the bottom, which is a big category. We only have a one share. And we have everything in between as well. So loads of opportunity there, and the annual customer spend has been going up very robustly, and we expect that to continue. Belgium is a big opportunity where we've been growing very fast. The marketplace has been growing very fast, and again, loads of opportunity. And cross-brand, which we believe is a key competitive advantage versus some of the pure plays as well. The fact that you can pick up your package, your bol.com packages at every Albert Heijn store and at about 60 Delhaize stores today as well, and other things in which we connect our brands are an advantage. So in summary, this is it for e-commerce. I think we have a proven track record of growth. We're delivering what we promised, probably over-delivering a little bit. I think we have an exciting ambition for 2020 to double the business, and we have a clear strategy. Lead in online grocery and be the number one e-commerce platform for Holland and Belgium. So with that, thank you very much. And I will hand back over to Henk-Jan. Thank you.
Thank you, Hanneke. Before we go into the break, there is a couple of minutes for urgent questions.
Big sense of urgency.
Thanks. Morning. It's James Grisnage from Jefferies. I guess it's a wider Ahold question, but have you thought of other ways of externalizing the worth of the business? Would you provide that as a third-party provider in geographies where you don't compete as a retailer? It seems to be an obvious extension of asking shareholders for being patient in terms of how dilutive the business continues to be to the overall group.
Say a little bit more about what you mean exactly.
Of course, you're investing for the future. It seems to me is a way, a tit for tat of diluting the group margin mm-hmm. to invest for the future would be to externalize the worth of the business in other ways, and being a third-party provider of technology in markets where you're not present from a retail perspective would be mm-hmm. obvious. Have you thought about that?
Yeah. So we have definitely given that some thought in the past. We've just been growing so fast that we've needed every pair of hands and pair of brains on our own business. But it's absolutely not a bad idea, and it has crossed our mind and actually made it on paper. We just haven't had the time and the resources to do it, but it's not a bad idea at all.
Okay.
No.
Jérôme?
Yeah, thank you. Jérôme Samuel, HSBC. An easy question. Click and collect, how much does it represent for Albert Heijn, Delhaize, and what's the potential there? And perhaps more difficult one, the impact on profitability of doubling sales by 2020. And also, I think you disclosed the dilutive impact of bol.com for 2017. What would it be for Albert Heijn and Delhaize? That be?
Yeah. Let me take them from the first one. So click and collect. What we've learned is when you have good quality click and collect and home delivery, most customers will prefer home delivery. It's just a more convenient option. So at Albert Heijn, the vast majority of our sales are done through home delivery. It's a little different in Belgium because at Delhaize, they only had click and collect available through Delhaize.be. But we've seen with the start of home delivery that is quickly taken a part of the business. But the vast, vast majority at Albert Heijn is home delivery.
And in the U.S., sorry?
And in the U.S., same thing. Again, with Peapod, we offer both pickup and home delivery, but the vast majority of the business is in home delivery. Then your second question, they were both on profitability. Help me out again.
Yeah, the impact on the 2020. So you expect to double sales. So what
our investments as a percent of sales will actually reduce. So that would be positive versus today.
Okay, final one before the break.
He had a third question,
sorry.
Yeah, we can't disclose the impact on bol.com beyond 2017 today.
Gross the impact of Albert Heijn.
Albert Heijn. Okay, we really see the grocery business as an integral part because of the overall Albert Heijn brand. So we don't break it out because it uses so much of the Albert Heijn supply chain, of the Albert Heijn operation. So we just don't break that out.
But fully charged, it is profitable, yeah?
Sorry?
Fully charged, it is profitable?
EBITDA. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Last one for the break.
Rob Joyce, Goldman Sachs. Just a couple. On that CapEx of 10 million, what kind of capacity are you getting on those grocery sites?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it is a little less. We get about 30 to 35,000 max orders out of that. So that's a little less than the benchmark. So you'd have to do that times two or three to really compare. But
and that's orders per week?
Orders per week, yeah.
Okay, so it's about, what's that, 50 million capacity, roughly? Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. And the second one is just in terms of the distribution model, have you now come to the conclusion that a central distribution centre is the best way to deal with online grocery?
It really depends where you are in your stage of development. So when you get to a certain critical size, yes, you don't want to pick in the store. But to start, Hannaford is store picking, that's not a bad way to get started. And then what you probably do is go to a ware room model where you have a fast mover pick lane in the back of your store, so you pick the fast movers fast and get the rest from the store, and then you move to a central facility. It really depends where you are in terms of volume.
Just for our understanding, what is that point, you think, the tipping point where you go from store to central?
I can't give you the number right now because it also depends on how far you have to go to deliver your orders. So it's a little different when you have a dense area like Holland versus the U.S. where the distances are bigger. So it's really a range. But most of our business today is big enough to centrally pick.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy your break and please be back at 11:00.